the repercussions of a fallen pastor can have damning and damaging effects on a ministry for decades. And Satan understands this. Satan knows this. He knows it all too well. And he loves that fact is so true. And so he tries with all of his might to fire every single one of his fiery darts at the heart and soul of the leadership of your church on a regular basis. That's his job. That's what he does. And he would love to see the pastor's life destroyed, because that means that the many lives of many other Christians and perhaps an entire church will fall with him. It's happened. And therefore, as pastors of Calvary Baptist Church, we beg for your prayers. We beg for your prayers. We need your prayers. We need them. We covet your prayers. As the author of Hebrews writes, pray for us. Pray for us. So please, pray for us. Pray for us, please. Pray for us to have a clear conscience before God. Pray that we would not be hypocritical when we stand before you and guide and direct you. Pray for our wives and for our families. Pray that the Lord would keep us and guide us. We all know that sinfulness starts in the mind or in the conscience. And so pray that the Lord would help us to be pure and examples to you, starting in our minds and souls, so that, as the rest of our text goes on to say, our actions as well would be honorable. And that's next. Clear conscience and honorable actions. And again, this last one goes without saying. An evil and seared conscience of anyone, but a pastor in this case, will allow him to perform dishonorable actions, which indeed will hurt or maybe destroy a church. So please pray for us. Pray for your pastors. Help us. So in conclusion this morning, I hope you've seen biblically this morning the importance of obeying and praying for your leaders. And my prayer is that the Lord would indeed give us all grace to be able to trust him and trust those whom he's charged to watch over us and guard over our souls. Let's go to him in a word of prayer.